Jim Kaufman is with the architect of the Capitol, which oversees the grounds and landmark buildings of Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. He's visiting to look for the perfect tree from Ringgold or surrounding islands. But first, he met locals.
Understanding what really makes the local people of Tongass and the history.
Kaufman says learning about the temperate rainforest and the people in Southeast Alaska will help him decide on the tree.
It's a piece of the people that it comes from, the local people that then get taken to the United States Capitol, where people from around the world will learn about these regions that many people won't be able to ever see.
Kaufman says it's a very tedious process picking out the Capitol Christmas tree to represent our nation. But one thing is clear, it can't be small.
When I picture Alaska and what the general person thinks of Alaska is big, you know, big. And that's what these trees are big. But big sweeping branches, a full tree.
The Tongass is huge, nearly 17 million acres, and remote, with limited roads on the region's islands. The Forest Service keeps tabs on certain supreme tree candidates to help Kaufman's task be more manageable.
I'm able to look at the candidate trees and really start to see, is it the right height? So is it somewhere between 50 and 75 feet high? That's one of the things I start to look at. And then how wide? We really want something in that 25, maybe 30-foot range.
He says that the tree has to look good from every angle, 360 degrees around. On top of that, they also have to think about logistics, like how the tree will be transported and how it will fit onto the tractor trailer. They're looking for a Sitka spruce because it's the predominant species of the Tongass. But even each spruce is unique, and some characteristics make it more hardy.
How thick are the branches? So are they 3 inches thick? How easy and how flexible are they going to be transported? But then we still want some stiffness to those branches so that all the handmade ornaments that all the people of Tongass are making can really be secured firmly and hold up.
He says all of these factors make his job difficult.
That's the fun challenge. A little stressful, but I know we can't go wrong because we have such a strong quality pool here of candidates.
Along with Kaufman is Tom Roland. He's a silviculturist in the Chugach National Forest, and he serves as a tree team lead for the Capitol Christmas tree. Basically, he's managing everything from the selection of candidates to harvest and transportation. Roland says that the process of selecting trees started about a year ago. They looked in the Chugach and Tongass, but ended up focusing specifically in the Ringgold district of the Tongass. The people's tree in 2015 was from the Chugach. Roland says selecting a tree from the Tongass has been a very unique process.
This is the first Capitol Christmas tree effort that involves boats and barges, and so that's been a real experience.
He says that Kaufman has to select two trees, one being the primary, and then a second one in case something happens to the first, like bad weather. They'll join the tree for an approximately 20-day whistle-stop tour, visiting communities across the lower 48. They'll also make sure the tree is healthy enough to make the trip, especially on the barge down to Washington State.
So we're really having to be innovative in that process as well, trying to keep a tree green and in good shape for that long prior to getting to the Capitol. And once it's to the Capitol, it's on display for close to a month as well. So that's a long time to keep a tree green and in good shape.
Even cutting the tree is complex.
It's a very big process. We want to make sure that the tree isn't damaged. And so even the act of getting the tree off the landscape is very complex. It usually involves a crane or two, some excavators, a very large truck, and it can take upwards of a day to get the tree from the stump and onto the truck.
Another person on the tour is Brandon Rail. He's with the Chugach National Forest and is also taking a lead on the project. He says they've been in planning mode for the past year with finding candidates and figuring out logistics, but the process is picking up speed now.
Once the architect of the Capitol's office is out here and makes the tree selection, then it's like we're in that roller coaster that's just crested the top and it's getting ready to go down faster and faster. So this is a really exciting time for us. It's been a lot of fun.
Kaufman eventually did pick the 2024 People's Tree, though the exact location is top secret. What we do know is that it currently resides on Wrangell Island. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.